Hello and welcome to your GCSE Psychology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are covering the four big introductory topics that form the absolute foundation of your psychology course. We're talking about social influence, memory, attachment and psychopathology. These four areas together make up a huge chunk of your exam, and the brilliant news is that once you really understand them, you will find that they connect beautifully to each other. So, let's get started. Let's kick off with social influence. This topic is all about how other people affect our thoughts, feelings, and behaviour. The key concept here is conformity, which is when we change our behaviour to fit in with a group. Now, your examiners love it when you can name the three types of conformity identified by Kelman in 1958. These are compliance, identification, and internalisation. Let me break those down for you. Compliance is the most shallow type. You go along with the group publicly, but privately you don't actually agree. Think of it like laughing at a joke you don't find funny just because everyone else is laughing. The change is temporary and stops as soon as the group pressure is gone. Identification is a step deeper. Here, you genuinely adopt the attitudes of a group because you value being part of that group. Think of someone who starts dressing like their new friendship group at school. It's more genuine than compliance, but it's tied to that group membership. Internalization is the deepest level. This is where you truly believe the group's values and make them your own, both publicly and privately. This change is permanent, even if you later leave the group. Now, why do we conform in the first place? Deutsch and Gerard in 1955 gave us two brilliant explanations. Normative social influence is when we conform to be liked and accepted. We don't want to stand out or be rejected. Informational social influence is when we conform because we genuinely believe the group knows better than us, especially in ambiguous situations where we're uncertain what to do. Moving on to obedience. This is where we follow direct orders from an authority figure. The most famous study here is Milgram's 1963 obedience experiment. Milgram found that 65% of participants were willing to deliver what they believed to be a 450-volt electric shock to another person simply because an authority figure in a white lab coat told them to. This is a staggering finding, and examiners will want you to explain why people obeyed. The key explanations are the agentic state, which is where we see ourselves as agents of authority rather than responsible individuals. The legitimacy of authority, where we trust that the person giving orders has the right to do so, and proximity, where obedience drops when the victim is in the same room. Now let's move to memory. The multi-store model, proposed by Atkinson and Shiffrin in 1968, is your starting point. This model proposes three separate memory stores. First, the sensory register, which holds all incoming sensory information for just half a second to 3 seconds. Most of this information is lost unless we pay attention to it. Second, short-term memory, which has a limited capacity of around 7 ± 2 items, as Miller found in 1956. Information here lasts only 18 to 30 seconds, unless we actively rehearse it. Encoding in short-term memory is primarily acoustic, meaning we tend to store things as sounds. Third, long-term memory, which has an essentially unlimited capacity and can hold information for a lifetime. Encoding here is primarily semantic, meaning we store things by meaning. But the multi-store model isn't the only explanation. Baddeley and Hitch proposed the working memory model in 1974, which replaced the idea of a single short-term memory store with a more complex system. The central executive acts as the boss, directing attention. The phonological loop deals with verbal and auditory information. The visual spatial sketchpad handles visual and spatial information. And the episodic buffer, added later in 2000, integrates information from different sources and links to long-term memory.
When it comes to forgetting, there are two main explanations. Interference theory suggests that memories compete with each other. Proactive interference is when older memories interfere with newer ones. Retroactive interference is when newer memories interfere with older ones. Retrieval failure theory suggests that memories are still there, but we simply cannot access them without the right cues. This is why context-dependent and state-dependent forgetting occur. Now, let's talk about attachment. Bowlby's theory, developed in 1969, argues that attachment is an innate biological drive. Infants are born pre-programmed to form attachments because this promotes survival. His concept of monotropy is crucial. This is the idea that infants form one primary attachment that is qualitatively different from all others, and this forms the basis of an internal working model, a mental template for all future relationships. Ainsworth's Strange Situation, conducted in 1970, is the key study here. She identified three main attachment types. Secure attachment, type B, was shown by 66% of infants. Insecure avoidant attachment, type A, was shown by 22%. Insecure resistant attachment, type C, was shown by 12%. Now, for psychopathology, there are four definitions of abnormality. Statistical infrequency defines abnormality as any behaviour that is statistically rare. Deviation from social norms defines abnormality as behaviour that violates the unwritten rules of society. Failure to function adequately defines abnormality as behaviour that prevents someone from living a normal day-to-day life. Deviation from ideal mental health, proposed by Yehuda in 1958, defines abnormality as the absence of positive mental health characteristics. The disorders you need to know are phobias, depression, and OCD. For phobias, the key treatment is systematic desensitization. For depression, cognitive behavioural therapy and SSRIs are the main treatments. For OCD, CBT with exposure and response prevention and SSRIs. Now, let's talk exam technique. Examiners reward application. Don't just describe a theory, apply it. Use command words wisely. Describe means state what something is. Explain means give reasons. Evaluate means give strengths and weaknesses and reach a conclusion. Common mistakes. Being too vague. Saying Milgram found people obey authority is not enough. Say 65% delivered the maximum 450-volt shock. Specific details earn marks. Not evaluating. Forgetting ethics. Milgram's study caused psychological harm and involved deception. Quickfire quiz time. What are the three types of conformity? Compliance, identification, and internalization. What percentage in Milgram's study delivered the maximum shock? 65%. What are the three memory stores in the multi-store model? Sensory register, short-term memory, and long-term memory. What is monotropy? Bowlby's idea that infants form one primary attachment that is qualitatively more important than all others. Name the four definitions of abnormality. Statistical infrequency, deviation from social norms, failure to function adequately, and deviation from ideal mental health. Brilliant work! Today we covered social influence, memory, attachment, and psychopathology. The key to success is applying theories, evaluating them, and connecting them to real-world scenarios. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and good luck.